Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. I'm so glad that you have tuned in here. We've got a great show. And, of course, we've got Sam Haas coming on. We've got Stephanie Lefevre. And, of course, we've got Mark Stieber. And all of them have some amazing information that they're going to share with you. I do want to remind you that our mixer, May 15th, is getting close. If you haven't already signed up, you're welcome to text us and put mixer on there, 805-419-0008. Again, 419-0008. We have, we'd love to get you in front of your business and share it in front of so many people. Also, I want to wish everybody a happy Passover. And of course, we've got some Motown happening. So we're going to start talking about that. It's an amazing Mother's Day gift. And of course, that is at the Shear Thousand Oaks Theater. And we also have the chili cook-off. Things are starting to happen here. And of course, tell us what you want to hear. And of course, we'd love to get you connected with all of those events. Again, I love to start our show with something uplifting. And today's is opportunities don't happen. You have to create them. So when you have a vision, you can make it happen. So just manifest what it is that you want in your life. Let's get started. And of course, let's welcome Sam Haas.
And of course, joining me today is Sam Haas. He's been on for a while now. And if you haven't gotten his number yet, let me just tell you, you need to get his number and you need to get on his website and you need to do the Haas calculator. There's so many things that he offers to really make sure that your money is making money for you. And not only that, that you are have some stability in your life. And so I am excited. Today, we're going to be talking about understanding annuities. I'm like, okay, this is school on air for me. So for our listeners right now, but welcome, Sam, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for all that enthusiasm. I love that.
That's of course,
wonderful about you. Thank you.
Well, I love what you do. And of course, you're like the guru. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, which makes you have lots of experiences. And not only that, you just have such a big heart. You care so much about really helping people. And you've been going around doing these seminars. And I had the opportunity to be in one of them. And just what you share and what you teach is just amazing. When is your next one, first of all?
Next one is actually in the Ronald Reagan Library this coming Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I love this recording. By the time you air it, it's going to be probably the day. But, you know, the following one after that, it's going to be at the BJ's restaurant in Oxnard.
Okay, so you know what we'll do is for our listeners, yeah, we'll put them in our newsletter and so that they can hear them and read them and be a part of them because it's very worthwhile. So today I kind of want to just ask you, one, what are annuities? And talk to us a little bit about that.
You know, the annuities, it's always been a big mysterious thing. And, you know, the people have it. Everyone, that out of 10 people, probably 4 or 5 people have annuities, but they don't even understand what they have. And, you know, as I've always repeatedly mentioned, in the United States, the press has done a wonderful job about accumulation planning and where to buy the next stock and all that. And of course, lately, we've seen what's happened in the market, almost 20% drop. And, you know, the Annuities are not so much of an accumulation product as they are an income product. And of course, you could gain a good, decent return on annuities, but they're really an investment, not an investment product, they're an income product. So that is what I like to kind of spend some time and make sure people understand it. Yes, I'm duly licensed. I deal with Charles Schwab and Fidelities of the world and all that stuff. And but at the same time, we all also do annuities to make sure people are properly set up.
Okay,
Okay.
perfect. And so, Sam, is there lots of different types of annuities?
Right, I could narrow it down to four.
Okay, perfect.
So the very first one that I'd like to bring up is the fixed annuities that insurance companies offer. And they're multi-year annuities, like CDs that are issued by the banks. These fixed annuities are issued by insurance companies. Simple as that. You have principal guarantee and you have interest guarantee for that period of time. So if you have a 3-year fixed annuity, it's going to pay you 5%. You're going to get 5% return for 3 years. And right on the third year anniversary, you'll come up for renewal again. And they're designed to give you that predictable growth, if you will. And if you need income, you can start taking income from it, and you could take an income for life. One thing that's different with annuities, that is not going to be offered from any other financial vehicle, is that it's going to give you a lifetime income guarantee, meaning that if you run out of the cash in the contract when you're 90 years old and you follow the rules, the insurance company has to continue paying you for as long as you live. So it's like a pension. You're creating your own pension plan. We like it.
All
We
right,
call
very
it. Yeah.
good. And Sam, right now our world seems a little volatile, right? I mean, we see the plan, but hoping it's going to be the right way, right?
It will. People need to be patient. You know, we
Yes.
all voted for our administration now. And, you know, we just got to take the time. We got to step back some. And then the government's going to try. The people are going to be doing so well. I have no doubt in my mind.
Good. I love that positive
Yeah.
thoughts. And yeah, I've been watching the news and I see, Europe and I see everybody. I mean, I know I don't really like to talk about politics, but they have mixed up the world a little bit, Mr. Trump, okay? But it needed to happen in so many ways. We were being gypped, right? And so it's something that needs to happen. And so as far as being a market that's volatile, talk to
Right.
us, what should we be doing right now?
I think first off, you need to be patient, okay,
Okay.
if you can. Now, if you can't, then we need to review your
Okay.
portfolio, review everything you've done, and kind of set you up, especially if you're close to retirement, for planning. And I always talk about this. Family is number one in my world. And
My
without
world
families,
too, yes.
yeah, Kim, without families, this whole society will evaporate. I'll promise you. Okay. And people don't realize how important family is. And all along my planning, I pay attention to all the detail and comprehensive planning to make sure that everything is looked at and families are protected.
I love that.
So I want to get on to the second product, which is what we call the variable annuity.
Okay.
And variable annuities are designed to work with the market, and you can pick up different mutual funds through variable annuities. And yes, they could grow faster because they follow the market.
So they
But at
go up when the market goes up and down when the market goes down, correct? Okay.
exactly.
Okay.
So when market goes negative, like what we're experiencing now, a lot of folks that have those variable
Are
annuities are
panicking.
happy campers. And guess what? When market goes down, let's say 50%, people don't realize that. You got to do 100% to make up for your losses, right? And that's not good. And variable annuities are probably designed for a younger crowd. And when I was younger, I used to set this up for my younger clients because they could afford the risk. But when you get up in the age, you don't want to be in a variable annuities simply because of the risk and the fees. The fees are really high. It's almost 3%, some instances 4% fees you pay. So if you have one, we encourage you to call and let us review it. If you've got something good, I'll tell you. I mean, that's what we do.
Okay, I love that.
So, I'm going to give our audience our phone number, 866-724-2653, if you have interest.
Say it one more time, please, Sam.
866-724-2653.
Okay.
We could kind of look at your situation and help you any ways we can.
Right. And
Yeah.
now also fixed annuities, right? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, the product you're thinking about is fixed indexed annuity. It's a hybrid plan. It's a mix of fixed annuity and variable annuity, which is, I think, the best of both worlds. And people, when they don't want to have that negative in their portfolio, they look at fixed indexed annuities, and they don't have fees. There is no management fees, and there is no M&E charges. They're just a plain, simple product that you will put money in and let the insurance company do their magic. And they follow basically the market, like S&P 500 or NASDAQ, or you could even have a product that follows the gold index or artificial intelligence index. It's really, they've got really sophisticated over the years that, even if you don't want to be in the market now, you want to go into the gold index, you can.
Right.
And what's great is that, it comes with income rider. And that means they give you an income account that you can count on for income purposes. And as long as, again, you follow what the rules and percentages that you need to pull out, if you run out of the account when you're up in the age, the insurance company has to give you that guaranteed income for life.
Sam, how do the insurance companies make money on those when there's no, when we're not
Great
paying
question.
anything?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to get at. It's what we call risk pooling in insurance industry. How do insurance companies sell a $1 million life policy and charge you $200 a month? The reason they can is because there's millions of people buying these policies, and insurance company statistics, they're very, very sophisticated. They have figured things out where you put money in these annuities, not everybody is going to live to age 100, right?
Make money, yeah.
So, and people that they pass away too soon, the principal that they have in these accounts still passes on to their beneficiaries. Those are the two common questions that come up all the time, by the way. What happens to my principal if I pass 2 years later? Well, it's going to go to your beneficiaries. These are all new products that they've come up with.
That's
And it
wonderful.
addresses all the concerns, even long-term care. And if you have a need for care, they would pay out twice as much in income for long-term care expenses. And of course, it addresses several issues, including tax deferral. And if you have CDs you're not happy with, you want to put it in here and don't pay tax on it. That, I mean, you tax deferred when you pull money out to pay taxes. And of course, IRA, 401ks, and all could the annuities could be used to fund the those annu th those products as well. I kind of went off tangent a little bit, but it's important
Yeah.
for our audience to understand that.
Absolutely. So did we mention four of them? So what was the
Yeah.
four?
The fourth one is what we hardly ever use, which is called immediate annuity. Immediate annuity is designed for someone that wants to get the maximum income, okay, for as long as they live. And they don't care if the money that they put in up front, the principal, passes on to the beneficiary or not, because they don't have any beneficiaries. You see what I'm saying? And someone in their 70s may get a high return, like as high as 7% or something. Each insurance company is different.
Wow.
And we could issue contracts all the way up to age 90 even on some of these instances. This, the fixed products or the immediate annuity. Each case is different, so we need to kind of understand your particular need and go from there.
So it's so important to really meet with you so that you can really put together an individual plan for us, because not every one of them fits anybody special, right? I mean, it's
Exactly.
just all individual.
Everybody's different.
Can I ask you a
Right. So
question? Which one do you recommend mostly for your clientele?
right now, with the profile of people that I'm working with, people in their 50s and 60s, we generally recommend indexed annuities, because these folks have done their deed as far as accumulating wealth. Now they're looking at putting this whole thing together to make sure they're okay. And if, God forbid, they pass away, their children are okay. And spouse is okay, so index annuity fits the profile. And it's just the distribution planning that it's so important, and estate planning, that all of these things, they fit like a glove. Okay, you gotta do the planning. And I always said that if you don't do it, the government has a plan for you,
I
and
love when
I
you say
promise you
that,
they
because
won't.
I have learned in my life that if I don't make a decision, somebody else will. And that is exactly the same kind of thing, you know? And so you need to take, I call this the, you know, part of the responsible list, you know? If not, guess what? You're going to be, you know, out in the dark. And not only that, you've worked all these years and your families will be not taken care of. So I love that. And now, of all the four that you gave us, which one would you recommend to our children younger that are just starting out?
Younger people, I don't recommend annuities to younger people in
Oh,
their
okay.
20s, 30s, and all that, because they need growth. They need to go put the money in the market, right? And put money in real estate and all this stuff. So, the variable annuities are okay for business owners, for example, that they want to have additional deduction, maybe through a SEP account, simplified employee pension of some sort, that gives them the opportunity to grow. And yes, they're okay paying the fees as long as they get the good time. They have a time horizon, 20 years or 30 years, so they
Right.
can afford market dips like this and be able to get a better return on the products. But when you get up in the age, if you have 20% loss when you're retired and you're taking income out of your investments,
Not good.
it's going to kill your account. And people don't understand this stuff. And it's real near to my heart to make sure I do my deed. It's about all the other people. It's not about me. I've done my thing, and I'm all about education. That's why I do these seminars and workshops, I'll call them. And it helps people to see what needs to happen for them to be structured the way it's supposed to be.
I love it,
Okay.
Sam Haas. Always a pleasure having you on. Can you give out your phone number one more time and also your website, how our listeners can find you?
So the number they could reach is 866-724-2653. 866-724-2653. And the website is Haas Financial, HOSS, like Sam Financial.com. And when you get on the site, there's a little button right at the beginning of the site for tax, calculating your retirement taxes on your retirement money. If you have IRA, 401k, and all that, you could put the amount in there and your age, and the calculator calculates how much taxes you end up paying in retirement. And if you convert it to Roth, how much taxes you save. It's an eye opener. I recommend everyone to do that, and we'd love to connect back next week again. And
Yeah, I was just going to let our listeners know that next week we're going to be talking about refinance your retirement. And so I'm excited to hear about that too. So again, thank you so much for joining us today. And I look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a great rest of your weekend.
thank you, Kim. You do the same.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Patience Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Sam Haas is an investment advisor representative with Foundations. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information discussed does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer or investment strategy. Each individual investor's situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Comments regarding a particular client's experience may or may not be the same as another client's experience, and is not an indication that any client or prospective client will experience the same or a higher level of future success or performance. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice. A Roth conversion may not be suitable for your situation. The primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. The information provided is to help you determine whether or not a Roth IRA conversion may be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Comments about guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products and not investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's just about time for the 48th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Brew Festival. Get your taste buds ready to sample the best chili from the area's first-class chefs. There will also be plenty of gourmet food trucks, the finest craft beers, and a dazzling array of classic cars. Add in two stages of country and classic rock music and a free kids zone, and you get this can't-miss event. It's all taking place Sunday, May 4th, with family-friendly hours of noon to 5. At Conejo Creek Park North on Jantz Road at Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner, event, or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi, parking, and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning and welcome back, everyone. And again, I hope that you are starting your weekend and starting your day in a positive way. And of course, I am super excited, first time guest. And of course, we're talking about Stephanie Lefevre. And she definitely shares my passion and my ambitions for driving women. And of course, there's a lot of great men out there too, but as a mom, her book is all about being a badass mom. And so we're going to talk with Stephanie a little bit. And of course, for any of our listeners that are just starting with us or just tuning in, if you miss any part of my show, you can always download our podcast. And that is The Kim Pagano Show on most platforms.
And also follow us throughout our social, because I'm always throwing out there some amazing positive ways. So again, welcome, Stephanie, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kim. Nice to meet you, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, one, your vision for your book, but not only that, just who you are.
Well, what a nice question. You know, the book is called You Are a Badass Mom, but it's really not about parenting as much as it is about becoming the best version of you. You know, it's an inside job to show up for our kids and the world as our best and truest self. And I've been doing this work for 30 years, but I'm still a work in progress.
we all are, right? Exactly.
Right.
I mean, it's a blessing. That's the blessing of knowing that we are just creating, you know, like who we are every day. Like every day you learn something and it's like, oh, okay, that's really cool. You know, so
right.
It's people that are closed-minded that don't get it. And I hope that we are going to open that up for people.
Yeah, I think it's a constant reflection on, like, did I show up as my best self today or in this moment? You know, did I do all the things I needed to do to prime myself, like, so that I could stay in the green zone, I call it, and, like, meet this moment with every tool that I have in order to stay at peace and come from love and look on the brighter side like you do. So
I love that.
Always works.
What is your top tool when you're just saying that?
Well, priming myself, what I call priming myself, is making sure that every morning I do some things that fill me up. So I don't follow the gurus that say morning routine, you have to do 20 minutes of this and 20 minutes of this and 20 minutes of this. They're all men and they're not primary caregivers to their kids. And so they're doing this morning routine.
On you or,
exactly.
How old are your children, first of all?
Mine are now 13 and 16. So every stage of life, you have different things that you're meeting. You know, now we have the busy hustle out the door in the morning. And do I get up and do things for myself? Yes, I have my morning routine with my own, like, five to thrive things that work for me. But that's not the recipe that works for everyone. So I encourage all my clients to prime themselves, meaning do what you need to do in the morning to fill your cup. I mean, for me, it might be meditation or visualization, or I do a soul happy meditation, which is just like connecting to source and visualizing something and asking for guidance. It takes 90 seconds while my coffee's brewing. Like, I don't sit down and, you know, think no thoughts and, you know, do red light therapy in my sauna. I could do all that.
We wish, right?
Yeah. In my five to thrive. Yeah. But I need lemon water and I need some, you know, that little connection and peace. I need a hard workout. Like, what's on my list might not be on everyone's list, but if you prime yourself, you're going out into the world with at least most of your best self. Because if you get pulled over by a policeman on the way to your workout and you haven't primed yourself, you're going to panic, freak out, get angry. If you've primed yourself, you're like, oh, was I feeding? How can I help you? I'm so sorry. Right? It's about meeting the moment with your best self, and priming yourself is my best tool to do that.
I love that. Now, you talk about your Thrive Five. What is that?
Well, I help all my clients come up with their own five to thrive. Like, what five things do you need to do every morning in order to bring your best self to the day? And my five to thrive have changed over the years. Like, when I had an infant, when I had toddlers, when I have teenagers, my top five to thrive have always changed. You know, and now it's lemon water. It's a soul happy meditation. I do this journaling practice. I go get a hard workout. I drink mushroom coffee. Those are my five to thrive. My mushroom coffee is a connection ritual with my husband. Those are my five, but that's because of the age that we're in our lives and with our kids and everything. When I do those five things and I do them every morning, I am filled up. I'm feeling great. I'm ready to tackle the world. You know, it could be so different for other people. It might be that you have to get out in nature. It might be music. It might be affirmations. Like, what are the things that you need in order to win your morning, so you'll win more days and you'll win more weeks and win more months and win more years?
I love that. I love that. You know, I definitely have my Thrive Five too. And, and it's interesting. You're right. It just kind of depends on the day, But it's like, oh, okay, I can get started now. So I love that. You talk about your clients. What is it that you actually do?
I have online courses and an inner circle. So when people graduate through my online courses, they get coaching, group coaching in an inner circle with me. And I have masterminds, luxury retreats, and a Soul Happy certification. So every way that I can find to help women find more daily happiness and look at their life from a more soul level experience, I have created that because I love to just create. And the end result is I want to help women live their best life. So every way that I can to help women do that.
We're totally in line with each other. Yeah. Now, where are you located?
I am just outside of Chicago.
Oh, okay, cool. So my question is, so did you train for that, or is this just like your inner gift? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I think I was both. I was born with it. Like everyone would say that this is how I've always been. I define myself as like a happiness coach, and everyone except maybe my sisters would agree, but they're like my best clients, right? that's what sisters are for. So I think I always had it. I remember finding when I was like 21, I wrote my brother a card for his birthday. And I was like, you can be and do and have anything you want in this life. And you are born for greatness and it's in your destiny and you can do it. And I'm here for you. And he like showed me that card and I go, what? I was 21 and I was writing that and like really trying to infuse that in him. So, yes, I think I was born with it. I didn't have an easy, effortless childhood that you would kind of think, I guess, either way you could create this, either through being shown an example or like me, I didn't have a great, my dad was an alcoholic, abusive alcoholic. My sister died in a car accident when I was only 11. She was 18. And so I didn't know what happiness was. I didn't know how to build a happy life. I had to find my way to it. I had to fight for it. You know, it wasn't available. We were all grieving during my childhood, you know, on our own private islands of grief. So luckily I found personal growth. I found Marianne Williamson and Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and the Oprah Winfrey Show and like all these wonderful things that helped me see potential and possibility and that my happiness mattered. And so it was an uphill battle.
So much, you are, in so many ways, that's how I found it too. I kind of remember being a little sad. My parents got a divorce at 16 and my mom was, you know, kind of had depression, obviously, you know, she's going through a divorce and I was the one like, Mom, we can do this. You know, we got to pick ourselves up. And my dad's best saying was pick yourself up, dust yourself off and keep going on. And as I learn now, it was like soldiering on. Okay. Yeah. Like there is no time for sadness. And yet I felt sad inside. And then I got a divorce. Well, I lost the baby, then got a divorce. So life happens to you, but it's all about how you pick yourself up. And that's how I was a hair therapist, had tons of people around me and then started a women's group. And then just really helped people be their best. And it is a formula. And so what, when you say, you know, in your book, mindset, what blocks so many people from high achieving?
Well, I have this formula to create a new reality that I share in my book, which is S plus S plus S equals R. And it's very easy. I'll explain it really quick. S is your first S is your state. So that's what I was talking about when you prime yourself, your state and how you feel. Plus the second S is your story. That's your thoughts and what you're thinking. Plus the third S is your strategy equals your reality. So very often we try and take action. We reverse it and we put your strategy first, like action, action, action. But if your state and your story aren't aligned with what you want, you're never going to get the end result that you're after. So your state matters because it's the trigger. It's the light switch to your thoughts and vice versa. But your story matters. Your thoughts have to be focused on what you do want. So the biggest obstacle in the way is that we're constantly thinking and surrounding ourselves with what we don't want and trying only to take action without reverse engineering it and putting our state and story first. We have to focus on what we want, focus on the possibility, believe it, have a story around it in order to achieve it. And people don't recognize that. We're not living that more often than we're living in the lack of that thing. So to achieve anything, if you put your state plus your story plus your strategy, then you'll create a different reality. If you just start taking action, your reality is never going to change until your state and story are aligned.
And so many times people have an old story that they've been talking to themselves. It's the first thing you meet, you know, when you meet somebody, they tell you their old story, you know?
Yes.
And that's why it keeps coming back. Instead of going, you know what? I am, like your book, a badass mom, a badass woman, a badass man, whatever it is, so that you can step into your world where you are today. I love this. What is your personal non-negotiating happiness habit that you swear by?
Well, I think it's just to prime myself every morning. That is my non-negotiable. I don't miss my five to thrive. I have to do it. Other things, I love to go for daily doses, I call it, like walks in the woods, a bike ride through the woods with my dog, listening to positive music, you know, being out in the sunshine. Like, those are what I call on my happy list. Like, I create a happy list, things that make me happy.
I do too. I love it.
And I can go to those things throughout the day to give me a boost. I can do as many of those things first thing in the morning that I can that will help me. When I'm having a bad day, you can easily look and go, huh, no wonder I did nothing on my happy list. Let me come to that list right now and do as many things as I can.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Who is your book for?
It's for women who want to take their life, love, and parenting to the next level, who are ready to really show up in the world as their better and then best self. Women who are done settling, and ready for more.
Wow. And I know that you've helped a lot of women, like I have, and I love that. So thank you for being one of those women in the world that lifts other people up and to help them, you know, tip their crown up, right?
Yes, you too.
Thank you. And what is one story that gives you chills every time you think about it?
You know, I didn't ever want to be a mom. I was so afraid of being a mom because I was scared I would do it wrong. I was scared I would end up like my dad. I was scared it was too hard and I wasn't cut out for it. And I have been with my husband for 29 years.
Congratulations. That's a big deal too.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. we first met when he was 11 and I was 15.
Oh my gosh.
And he told me, you're it for me. You're the one for me. I want to be with you. And he was in fifth grade and I was in high school. I didn't start dating him then, obviously. The age difference is only 4 years, but it was too big back then.
I know, isn't that funny that we grow into our age, I guess, right?
Yeah, of course, because, you know, but he said, will you wait for me? He said, will you wait for me? And I said, oh, yeah, kind of like, yeah, right. And 10 years later, when he was 21 and I was 25, which at that age is no difference at all, he said, are you ready? Like, let's do this. And he saw something in me and in us that I couldn't even see. He believed in us. He believed in our future together. And now we've been together 29 years and we have two wonderful kids, which he also said, we're doing this. And it always gives me chills to think about the soul assignment that we have to be together.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I mean, you trusted him to hold your hand through things. And I think that takes a lot, you know, for women and men both ways to do. And so I'm like interested in your mastermind group. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I started a mastermind 8 years ago because it was something that I craved. And I think women crave community. Like I can mm-hmm. tell that you've always had that too, like creating.
I have. I want to be in your mastermind group. Right?
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I created my own mastermind because I couldn't find something like it that was very high level, that was very organized, that was goal oriented, but connection focused, and that had a level of luxury and infinite possibility. So my masterminds are 6 months long. It's small group. We do weekly coaching. They go through my course and program, and we end with a luxury retreat where we really step up and into the person that we need to become in order to create all of our dreams.
I love that, Stephanie. Okay, we need to talk after this anyways. I feel so many connections to you. I love it. Again, how do our listeners find your book and find out more about you?
My website is Coach with Steph, and Steph is spelled with two F's, so coachwithsteph.com. And I'm Coach with Steph on Instagram, where I spend most of my time and love being there. So I'll connect with you on there, too. I can't wait, Kim.
Yeah, me too.
You were born for this, I can tell. You're so good at it. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. And leave us with one brighter side of life that just, you know, I mean, you've given us so many golden nuggets that are so in line with me and how I live my life. But give us one, your top, the brighter side of life.
Well, I think anything really is possible when we tap into the greatness of who we are. You know, I often find myself every day just kind of asleep to my own inner light, to my own energy and power. So the more we tap into that in any way, through our mornings, through our connections with other people, through nature, through, you know, whatever we can do to drop in and connect to our truest and best self, the more we can live really present and really happy. We don't know how many years any of us have left. And so making life more sacred is really important to me and something that I think we all crave.
I love that. I love that. And really just looking at people and, you know, seeing their greatness. I could tell you have those golden, you know, those, your sun colored glasses on, you know, what I do. I mean, I love that. I see the gold and the goodness in people. And that just makes such a difference. Again, Stephanie Lefevre, thank you so much for being a guest here. And please share our show with everyone. And for our guests, hey, could we give one of your books away to one of our listeners?
Sure, of course.
Okay, great. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, 805-419-0008. And if you are a badass mom, or you know somebody, or you want to be, definitely reach out right now so that we can get you a book to you. But also, if you don't win it here, where do they get your book?
It's on my website, coachwithsteph.com.
There you go. I love
it. You can,
all right.
Yeah, I have a free, you can get my book for free. You just pay shipping, and you can also get it on Amazon.
I love it. I love it. You're gifting it to people. So good for you. Yeah. All right. Well, again, Stephanie, thank you so much. We're definitely going to talk again. And I'd love to have you back. All right. Talk to you soon.
I so enjoyed it. Thanks. Have a great day.
You
too.
You
okay,
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's just about time for the 48th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Brew Festival. Get your taste buds ready to sample the best chili from the area's first-class chefs. There will also be plenty of gourmet food trucks, the finest craft beers, and a dazzling array of classic cars. Add in two stages of country and classic rock music, and a free kids zone, and you get this can't-miss event. It's all taking place Sunday, May 4th, with family-friendly hours of noon to 5, at Conejo Creek Park North on Jance Road, at Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks.
you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
The magical music of Motown. This amazing show recreates the dynamic performances of The Temptations, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, The Four Tops, The Jackson 5, and many more Motown legends. Don't miss the magical music of Motown.
Live at the Shelfwell Theater, Thousand Oaks, 4 p.m. Sunday, June 22nd. Book now online at Ticketmaster.com. It's a great Mother's Day gift.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here. And of course, taxes are due in less than a week, and Mark Stever is going to let us know some of the things that we can do to, one, file on time, including advice on extensions and exemptions. And Mark, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for hosting. Very exciting time. I know taxes are not everybody's favorite subject, but it's critically important, and there's good news in some of this complication, so we'll talk about that.
There you go. My grandma used to say, if you don't pay taxes, you didn't make any money. So I'll just leave it at that, right?
He's a genius, and I'm just going to say it. I'm stealing that. I love that.
There you go. So talk to us. What are the top tips for those who have waited until the last minute to file their taxes?
Well, you're not alone, so no shaming. There's tens of millions of people who've waited to the last minute. But I will say this, don't be that person. Be ahead of the other guy that waited to the last minute. So don't make time your enemy. You've got plenty of time. There's plenty of tax resources out there, but you do need to take some action. You do need to find your documents. You do need to find your favorite trained, experienced tax pro, and you do need to put some time on the calendar and commit and go do this thing, because this year is already a quarter over. So go get 2024 handled. We're seeing bigger refunds. 2 out of 3 people are getting that money. No reason to wait. And even if you've been adversely impacted by some other life events, you can get your taxes done here in the next deadline timeframe.
I love it. And let me ask you a question. If somebody files for their taxes, maybe they didn't take out enough, deductions, and now they owe, what are the consequences if they don't have the money?
Well, there's a lot of options. It's not like it used to be on TV where they put you in debtor's jail or the IRS comes and arrests you. You know, you do need to pay your taxes. That's for certain. But the IRS has automatic payment programs. You know, there are ways to pay your taxes. And if you've really been adversely impacted, and this is a secret not many people know, and it's not quite like some of that late night TV advertisements, but there are forgiveness programs at the IRS. If you've had a really life altering event, I know in California, there's been a lot of devastation. So I would simply say, before you go it alone and just ignore the issue, go talk to a tax professional and find out how much you owe. We've seen a fair amount of people who are mistaken on that. They didn't realize some of the deductions that are there. But even if you do owe, there are ways to pay. And then alternatively, as I say, if you really can't pay, but you've got a good set of facts and circumstances, there may be some other forgiveness programs that do exist at the federal and state level, not to be overlooked. I'll caveat all that by saying none of that applies if you just kick the can down the road till your life gets better and you ignore it. You do need to take some action, and that starts off with taking some action yourself and finding a pro.
Got it. Okay, and what are the consequences if you just file late and you miss the deadline?
Yeah, the reason that we have some of these rules are to make sure people do observe that, because everybody would wait till later, you know, including myself. But there's a failure to file penalty if you don't do anything, and that's up to 25% of any taxes that you owe. And all you have to do to avoid that penalty is file your tax return, or equally easy, file an extension of time to file your tax return. But you got to do something. There's a failure to pay penalty if you owe money and you don't take any action. There's another 25% plus interest on that one. But as I say, there are IRS funding programs. There's other best practices, from a credit card to a savings account to borrowings to products that companies offer. You know, and then there's an underpayment penalty if you did have a good year with your side hustle or your crypto or whatever it is you're making money. As your grandmother said, you know, you can have an underpayment penalty in addition to failure to pay, in addition to failure to file. And all of those have, you know, options for getting out of them or reducing them, but none of that applies if you just ignore it after the deadline and you miss even that basic requirement and you wait till the summer, then things are harder. So do something before the 15th. I recommend seeing a pro and finding out what your options are, because you'd be surprised how many different tools they have in the tax toolbox, but just ignoring it, not wise.
I love it. Mark, you've been like very inspiring, okay, about paying taxes. The thing I heard the most is don't miss your time. And now if you file an extension, what do they need to know about the process?
Yeah, it's not like you hear sometimes from your Uncle Bob, who might be on TikTok. You know, it's not an extension of time to do everything. It is an extension of time to send in all your paperwork, but it is not an extension of time to pay. So extensions have a place federally and state, but it really is only to finish the tax return. In fact, it gives tax companies a chance to do your taxes twice, once to get the extension worked up and then once to file it. So not always a good idea. And then because we're talking in California, there are some automatic extensions of time if you're in a federally declared disaster area, but do know what those rules mean. They're also filled with misinformation and misunderstanding, and it's not just an extension of time to file. There's some really lucrative tax benefits in that if you've been economically and adversely impacted, whether it be a hurricane in Florida, fires in California, or flooding in the Midwest. Know what those rules are as well, and a good pro can help you navigate that very complicated but opportunistic level of tax rules.
I love it. Mark Stieber, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, and also Chief Tax Officer Jackson Hewitt Tax Services. Where can we find out more about you?
Well, our website at jacksonhewitt.com, we've got frequently asked question documents, we've got videos, we've got links to some, you know, fun stuff, calculators and such. But most importantly, we have an office locator. You just put your zip code in like you're ordering a pizza, up pops the map with the little locations. You can click on one and make a reservation and go in on your time frame, or just get the address and come on in today. We've got extra hours, extra staff. Nobody will be left behind during this tax season. So we'll act on your behalf when you're ready to go. But jacksonhewitt.com, a great place to start, whether we do your taxes or you just want more information or you want to debunk a myth or check out a scam issue or have us answer a question. JacksonHewitt.com, great starter set.
I love it, Mark. Too fun for you. All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, please share our show with everyone, and happy tax season.
Go get your money. It's your money and it's not coming by itself.
There you go. All right. Thanks so much. Take care. All right. What a great show. And of course, some really fun information. If you have a story or a business that you'd like to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, please reach out to us at either 805-419-0008, or you can email us at kim@kpshow.org.
follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those places. And, of course, download our podcast. And that is The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. You are never too old to set another goal or dream a new dream. I hope that you keep dreaming and keep setting goals. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
When it comes to securing your financial future, trust is invaluable. Meet Sam Haas, your dedicated independent financial advisor and fiduciary at Haas Financial, Inc., with a focus on the unique needs of successful professionals, high net worth individuals, business owners, and retirees. Sam Haas offers expert estate, retirement, and financial planning. Known for his honesty, empathy, and hard work, Sam is committed to serving his clients with integrity. Sam's advice is sound, and his service is exceptional. Don't be overwhelmed by retirement. Go to the experts at Haas Financial. Call 866-724-2653 or visit HaasFinancial.com today. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. CA Insurance License Number 0482271.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.